next patient was Philip Verge. V-E-R-G-E. Philip. P-H-I-L-L-I-P-P. Date of consultation was 8/26/24. Date of visit 8/18/57. To make copy for Brittany Walden. B. B as in boy. B-R-I-T-T-A-N by Walden. W-A-L-D-E-N. Nurse practitioner. N-P. Brittany Walden. N-P. Next, paragraph. Chief complaint is history of COPD and cough. Next paragraph is spontaneous. This is a 66-year-old overweight male who has had a previous history of COPD and occasional cough and shortness of breath. Was sent for a CT chest on on 7/6/24. The CT chest done on 7/6/24 showed an irregular nodular thickening along the mid-left interlobar fissure with a mass-like consolidation in the left lower lobe and plate-like parenchymal scarring in the lateral chest wall and lung bases. There was a nodular component of the scarring measuring 2.2 centimeters. The lesion measured 2.1 centimeter. In October of 22, period, there was a ground glass nodule in the anterior right upper lobe measuring 9 millimeter, as well as a cyst measuring 6 millimeter, and the other lung fields were clear, period. The patient has shortness of breath with activity but has not lost any weight. And denies any mastitis, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history of the patient's past treatment for coronary artery disease with stenting times 2. He also has a past history of carcinoma of the left lung. Treated more than... I was treated more than 2 years ago. He had radiation therapy given to the left lung as well, and he had a thyroid operation for a goiter. The patient has had recurrent bronchitis and is a known hypertensive for more than 10 years. Next, habits. The patient smoked for 53 years, about 5 cigarettes per day, and denies significant alcohol use. He was a truck driver and has been exposed to dust and gasoline. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next, family history: mother died of dementia, father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, system review: the patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, no glaucoma, cataracts, no hoarseness or wheezing. There's no shortness of breath except with activity, but has occasional cough. No abdominal pains, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No anxiety, no depression. And no urinary frequency. He has easy bruising, and he has joint pain, some muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list include nystatin solution, 10 cc BID, Synthroid 137 micrograms a day, Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, Carafate 1 gram TID, Lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, and Crestor 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This elderly, moderately overweight male who's alert, no acute distress, there's no pallid rictus, sign of the peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 132/70, pulse, 72, respirations 20 times 97.5, weight is 180 pounds. Saturation 98. HG and D are non-spheric, people so reactive. Tongue is moist, throat injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gynomegaly. Extremities, no lesions or edema, minimal. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. And rectal exam is deferred, skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD with emphysema, chronic bronchitis. Number two is hypothyroidism. Number three is history of non-small cell lung cancer, which is post-lobectomy. Number four is impression number one, COPD is emphysema. Number two is hypothyroidism. Number three is hypertension. Number four is history of lung cancer. And number four is anemia of chronic disease. Number five is peptic ulcer disease. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a CT chest. In November this year, and a complete pulmonary function study will be done. We will continue using the albuterol inhaler 2 plus TIDPRN. Advice come in for a follow-up in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brittany Walden, NP. Walden, WALDEN, NP, nurse practitioner. Thank you.